One of the major sticking points for negotiators has been Iran's uranium enrichment capacity. Iran says it needs an industrial-scale enrichment program to produce fuel, but some Western powers suspect Iran wants to make nuclear weapons. The two sides have held bilateral meetings since the July deadline extension, but they may not make much headway in New York, says the Brookings Institution's Robert Einhorn.
Unfortunately, I think it's likely that the parties will restate their positions, and it will be up to subsequent encounters to try to narrow the gaps.
Analyst Kelsey Davenport of the Arms Control Association is cautiously optimistic the July extension has given negotiators time to reconsider their positions.
So I think that we will make progress on some of the difficult issues like uranium enrichment, but that it will still be a very difficult 2 months before the November 24th deadline.
But James Acton of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says it is possible both Iran and the P5+1 members will wait until the 11th hour before reconsidering their positions.
If major concessions are to be made, they're only likely to be made at the last minute, when we're right tight up against the November deadline.
Acton says if Iran is seen as the fundamental block to an agreement, there could be broad international consensus to impose more sanctions on the country. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.